for across the road was a young woman of such astounding beauty, my entire body instantly stopped working. I collapsed into a heap, smiling and dribbling.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, smiling, dribbling, stranger in a heap?
Who is that glorious woman?
Why, the whole of London knows her. She is Miss Flora Dyserling. And I am not following her, nor is this telescope for spying on her from afar, and nor is this notebook full of every little detail of her life and various lewd, if imaginative, sketches. How dare you accuse me of such behaviour? Good day, sir.
Now I had the name that was to live in my heart.
Flora Dyserly. Flora Dyserly. Flora...
Ow! Sorry, old chap. Didn't see you down there.
Harry. Harry Biscuit. Is that you?
Pip Bin, it is you.
What a joy.
Dear Harry, how glad I am to see you.
Not as glad as I am to see you, Pip, old chum.
Well, I am very glad to see you.
Then I am a lot very glad to see you much.
Come, help me up and let us return home. I'm in love, you know. Have you ever been in love?
No, but I have been in Hove. Is that similar?
Roughly, but love has no peer or old people.
Together, we entered the house. But then I heard a voice which made my blood run cold.
So, young Pippa, your brother is nowhere to be found.
It was my evil guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
No young woman should be left alone. All sorts of fiendish and saucy things could happen.
Mr. Benevolent.
Just one kiss. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I could touch you. Or on your foot. Or your ankle, or on your calf.
Leave that calf alone.
One day, Pippa Bin, I shall marry you, take your family name and money, then divest you of your virtue and discard you like a bad book or a used hen.
Enough of your malicious and seductive verbiage.
Oh, look, it's Pip Bin, inventor of the bin and richest man in Britain. Oh, hooray, clap, clap.
Get out of my house.
No.
Then it is stalemate. Damn.
Get away from her, you fiend! Or I'll go away, buy a badger, spend several months training it to attack you, and then return and let it do exactly that.
No. How did you know about my badger phobia?
Ooh, lucky guess.
The mere threat of that appallingly stripy mammal is enough to drive me away. But I shall return, and Pippa shall be mine. Incidentally, Pip Bin, you smell of fish.
I've been riding on a tuna.
That would explain that.
Good day.
Brother Pip, Harry, thank you.
Dear sister, what a horrible experience.
Indeed. Although...
There can be no although. Mr. Benevolent clearly has designs on you, and not noble designs, such as designs for a cathedral or a lovely dress, but vile, lascivious designs that would leave you tainted and soiled.
Ooh. Crikey.
No! You must go abroad. You'll be safe there.
Oh, she must have a chaperone. Someone of noble temperament and faithful demeanor. Someone brave and strong.
Of course, Mr. Parsimonious.
Actually, I meant... Oh, never mind. I'm back.
Mr. Parsimonious, how coincidentally convenient.
I immediately instructed him in his new task.
We shall depart at once, and discretion and caution shall be my watchword. You, boy!
Yes, sir?
Fetch a coach to take me and Miss Pippa Bin to the docks for a ship to Calais, thence to Paris. And on no account tell a Mr. Gently Benevolent of No. 1 Brutal Street. He will probably give you at least £10 for the information, and he mustn't have it.
Coachman, hey!
Good lad.
Take me to No. 1 Brutal Street and the residence of Mr. Gently Benevolent. He will probably give me at least £10 for some information which he mustn't have.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that won't have any repercussions whatsoever. You, another boy!
Eventually, Pippa and Mr. Parsimonious were safely on their way.
So, she is gone.
I shan't miss her, you know. I shan't miss her sweet nature, beautiful face and angelic presence.
Are you all right?
Yes! I just remembered a sad story someone told me about a sad child. And a dead dog. Pippa! The dog was called Pippa.
Harry!
No, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I think I might go and join the army. To forget stuff. Bye.
left all alone, it seemed the perfect time to go in search of Miss Flora Dyesurly.